broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company. You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is Episode 9, and today is Monday, February 25th, 2019. And today's episode is all about farting in church. I got a hold of our church directory using my super secret spy powers, otherwise known as Google Search. And so we're going to be calling up people out of this directory for a church town in Georgia and, you know, see how they react to, you know, me telling them about their farting in church. Because, you know, there's a huge flatulence problem in churches these days and we all got to do our part to, you know, put an end to it. So let's see who picks up the phone and who doesn't. So let's see if Art and Sally will answer their phone. You know, I'm sure they will.
Hello,
Art?
Yes.
Hey, this is Paul from the church.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
That's good. Anyway, so I was wondering if Sally was there.
Well, she's in the bathtub.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of important. We had a bit of a problem last time she was here at the church, and we just needed to talk to her about it.
Oh, who?
Yeah, we had a problem. You know, there was an incident here at the church with her, and so we just needed to talk to her about it.
Okay, what's your last name?
It's who?
Yes, what is your last name?
Who? No, my last name is Hu. It's Asian. H-U.
Okay. What church did you go to?
You know, the Methodist church. You know.
Yes, sir. You said you had an incident with her?
Yeah, there was an incident with Sally here at the church. Can you speak up a little bit? We can't hear you very well. Are you on your hobo phone?
I'm on my phone, yes.
Okay, there we go. Now I can hear you a little better. But yeah, we had an issue with Sally when she was here. She was, you know, during like the church ceremony, we were doing the church choir. She kept farting in church, and it was very disruptive to the other members. There he goes. All right, let's try him back as, you know, never got a chance to even talk to Sally about her flatulence problem.
Hello?
Hey, Art, it's Paul again. We got disconnected somehow. So, yeah, can we please talk to Sally about this? We really need to get this resolved.
No, sir. Hung up on you.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, she just ask her not to fart in church anymore. That's all it is. You know, she's not in trouble. Nope. And there he goes. Okay, let's try the next people on the list. I don't know, this isn't going very well so far. Hey, Libby.
Hey.
Hey, it's Paul from the church. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, so we were just calling to talk to you about the incident from, you know, yesterday's service.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is kind of awkward, but we had some of the other members here at the church who sat next to you where they submitted some complaints about you and your flatulence problem. It looks, I guess you were farting during the sermon.
That I was what?
We got some reports from the other members that you were farting during the sermon, and we just need to ask you to try to control your flatulence until after the...
Who is this?
This is Paul from the church.
Paul who?
Yeah, it's Paul who from the church.
No.
Look. Oh, there she goes. We'll call her right back. Hey. Ah, fax tone. All right, Libby, you win. Let's move on to Tim and Becky. I bet Becky farts in church.
Hello,
Tim?
Yes?
Hey, Tim, this is Paul from the church. Is Becky there?
It's who from the church?
It's Paul from the church.
Paul who?
Yeah, Paul who from the church.
Paul who? What's your last name?
Who? Oh, not very accepting of my last name. Let's call him back. Crap, now he's hanging up on me. I don't know, I should probably stop telling people my last name is who, because it just makes them hang up, so. I don't know, let's try Pat and Joyce. They'll pick up. Hey, is this Pat?
It's Pat.
Hey, Pat, this is Paul from the church.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing good. So, anyway, is Joyce home right now? We need to talk to her about an incident from yesterday.
Okay, she's in the shower right now. Can I get her to call you if she's got time after a while?
I guess you can just pass along a message if you want. She might take the news better coming from you anyway.
Okay.
So it's kind of an awkward thing, but we kind of have to ask her to not come back to the church until she can get a doctor's note. Saying that.
Doctor, what?
Well, we had some complaints from some of the other members that sat around her that I guess she was passing gas and. Yeah, basically she was farting during the sermon, and it was very disruptive. And
it was, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, so we need to ask her to, you know, see a doctor and, you know, wait till she has a doctor's note before she, you know, comes back to the church, because we can't have that happening again.
You're right. We need to get that done right away.
Definitely. So if you could just, you know, pass along the message, she might take the news better coming from you than me anyway.
I'll be sure to pass that along, because we just can't have that.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, it's not acceptable to fart in church. I mean, this is a nice church here, you know. It's
absolutely right.
It's not a hobo house. It's a church.
That's right.
All right.
I'm glad you informed us. We really appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for being so understanding with this matter.
Okay.
So, and we hope that she's able to see a doctor soon, and, you know, maybe we'll see you next Sunday here, and, you know.
Well, really appreciate that. We'll see if we can't make it.
Awesome. We'll definitely all say a prayer for you and Joyce, and hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye. See, Pat was very understanding, and I think he's definitely going to take care of, you know, Joyce's flatulence at church. I don't think she'll be a problem anymore. So, let's try calling Charles and Margie, you know. Take care of them.
We're sorry.
Oh, time to play the recording. Rest in peace, Charles and Margie.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
All right, let's give our moment of silence for Charles and Margie. Okay. Now let's call Pam and Terry. Ooh, and look, we even have two numbers for them. Must have cellular phones. You know, they're up to date on the times here. Let's call Terry first. See how that goes over.
Unavailable to take your call.
Well, Terry didn't answer. Let's try Pam's number. I'm sure she'll answer.
Hello?
Hello, Pam?
Yes?
Hey, this is Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, anyway, we're calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
Okay, I wasn't there yesterday, so you had to fill me in.
Okay, this is kind of an intervention that we're going to have, but, you know, Charles and Margie, who go to the church?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is kind of a thing here, but, Margie's been struggling with a flatulence problem. And so she's been farting in church, and so we're all just trying to, you know, start a prayer group and help her, you know, gain control of her, you know, her bowels. And so we're wondering if you could, you know, say a prayer for her tonight and hope that, you know, she gets better and so her flatulence goes away.
Okay.
So would you say a prayer with me over the phone, just to help Margie?
Yeah, go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll have you. Do you want to start the prayer? Because I'm always good at, you know, joining in on a prayer. You know, I like.
Well, I would, but I have other people in the room at this time.
Okay. Well, if do you want to put it on speaker? Are they church members too? Or you can put it on speaker and
no,
we can all pray together.
They're just visiting right now.
Okay. Well, I'll start the prayer and we can go.
Okay.
So, dear baby Jesus, please bless Charles and Margie and help Margie, you know, regain control of her bowels and stop this disturbing habit of farting in church. You know, we lift them up to you in prayer. Amen. Is there anything you want to add to the prayer for Margie?
No, thank you. I do appreciate that, though.
Okay, well, please.
Like I said, we'll do what we can.
Okay, well, please say your prayer tonight before you go to bed. And, you know, definitely if you, you know, talk to Margie next time you're at the church and, you know, just see how she's doing because she definitely needs some prayers about this.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you for filling me in on that, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you, Pam, for answering the phone.
Thank you, hon. Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Well, that was great. I want to get somebody else to say the prayer next time. Let's try calling Mildred. You know, see if Mildred will answer. This is fun.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred?
Yes.
Hi, this is Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm doing great. So, I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service. Did you hear what happened?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, you know Charles and Margie who go to church with us?
Charles and Margie who?
You know, Charles and Margie, they go to church?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so Margie, we're trying to start a prayer group to help Margie because she's, I don't know if you heard or not, but she's been having troubles with her, you know, with her bowels. And she's been passing a lot of gas in church during the sermon. So we're trying to, you know, start a prayer group to lift her up in prayer to help her get better from that.
Now, who is this talking?
This is Paul.
Paul who?
Yeah, it's Paul who, from the church. So I was wondering if you'd be able to say a prayer to help Margie. You know, we just want to lift her up in prayer and...
Well, now, what's your name? Who are you?
Oh, my last name is Who. H-U. So, anyway, can you say a prayer with me over the phone to, you know, to lift up Margie in prayer to help cure her flatulence?
Sir, I was at church yesterday and there was no incident. church?
Well, we tried to keep it kind of hush-hush, you know, like we didn't make a big deal out of it. It was more the people that sat around her that noticed it, but we had a lot of people, you know, bring it to our attention here at the church office after the service was over. And so we're trying to start a prayer group because, you know, it's, we can't have people farting in church. It's just not okay. And so we're trying to lift her up in prayer.
I don't appreciate this call.
Well, we're just trying to lift up Margie in prayer so she'll stop farting in church.
I will lift Margie and everybody else in prayer, but this did not happen in church yesterday.
It did. I mean, it smelled like the inside of a barn over near where she was sitting.
Sir, I think you're on the wrong track, and I think you're making up a bunch of crap. I was in church yesterday, and I do not feel very comfortable with this conversation.
Well, were you sitting near Margie at church? There she goes. I don't know if we're going to get anybody to actually say a prayer for her, you know. You'd think they would. I mean, it's church, but let's try Ronnie and Sandy, you know. I'm sure they'll help out. All right, just try not to laugh. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Sandy?
Yeah.
Hey, Sandy, it's Paul from the church. How are you?
Good.
That's good. We're calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service. Did you hear what happened?
No.
Okay, you know Paul and, excuse me, you know I'm Charles and Margie who go to the church with us?
No, what church are you talking about?
You know, the Methodist church here.
So what happened?
Okay, well, it's kind of a thing. We're trying to lift Margie up in prayer. She's having some problems with her bowels, and so she's been passing a lot of gas in church. So we're trying to say some prayers for her and open a prayer group so that, you know, baby Jesus can help her stop farting in church. So we were hoping you might be able to say a prayer with us over the phone. We're just trying to say some late night prayers and lift her up, you know, for next week's service. All right, she's just not going to do it. Let's see if she'll put Ronnie on the phone. I'm sure Ronnie will say a prayer.
Telephone number 2.
Nope. All right. Let's move on. Let's try Joyce. Good old Joyce. She'll say a prayer with us.
We're sorry.
Oh, never mind. Dead people don't say prayers.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
All right, let's try Jay and Amy now. Oh, now I'm not going to say their phone number out loud, but they're... their last four digits of their phone number ends in 6666, so I think we're going to have to ban them from the church for that. They are not picking up. Well, they both have cell phones listed in this directory, so let's try their cell phones. Let's try Amy first.
Hello?
Hi, Amy?
No, this is the wrong number.
Oh, is Jay there then?
No, wrong number.
Okay, this isn't Amy and Jay? Oh. Looks like they never updated their new numbers in the directory. Or maybe that was Amy and she's just lying. I don't know. Let's try the number for Jay. And if it's still a wrong number, we're just going to have to move on.
Please reach Jay Daly. I can't get to the phone right now.
Oh, come on, Jay. Pick up. Went straight to voicemail.
Please reach Jay Daly. I can't get to the phone
we'll
right
just
now.
Leave him a message.
Leave a message. I will text you.
Please enter your password.
Ooh, let's see if we can guess his password.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password. Please re-enter your password.
Oh. Oh, well. Moving on. Let's see who we're going to call next. Let's call Jerry.
person you have dialed can't take your call now.
Nope. Jerry's not picking up. Let's call Gene. It's Gene with a G, so it's probably a dude. Let's see. Oh. Let's try that again. Oh, their number is not working. It's not even connecting or giving any recording. It's just saying you failed to go through, so guess we're not calling them. Let's try Eric and Becky. There we go.
Hello?
Hello, Eric.
Yes?
Hey, this is Paul. I'm calling from the church.
Calling from the church?
Yeah. Is Becky there? We need to talk to her about the incident from yesterday. Yeah, we need to talk to Becky. It's kind of a problem. We had a problem with her in church yesterday.
No, you didn't. You had the wrong number.
No, we definitely did. She was passing gas in church, and it was very disruptive. Hello, Eric? Hello? I don't know. This is not going very well. I mean, we've gotten a few answers, but everybody's just hanging up on me. Let's try Robert and, ooh, another Becky. Maybe this Becky will, you know, talk to us.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul from the church. How are you?
All right. How you doing, girl?
Doing good. And this is Paul. I'm a dude. This isn't Paula. It's Paul. So, you know, get your facts straight. Anyway, can we talk to Becky?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Becky. This is Paul from the church.
Yes.
Hey, so we're calling to talk to you about what happened yesterday at the service. So.
Such as what?
Well, we had some complaints from some of the other people that were sitting around you. They said that you were, I guess, passing gas in church, so we, you know, we're not in trouble or anything, but we just wanted to ask you to control your bowels next time you come in. And there she goes. Okay. Let's call her right back.
Hello?
Hey, Becky, it's Paul from the church. We got disconnected somehow. Okay, we just need to ask you to...
And I don't want to talk to you.
Well, that's okay. Just stop farting in church, okay? Oh. Okay. I think she got the message. Let's try Wes and Lauren.
Hello?
Hello, Lauren?
Yes.
Hey, it's Paul from the church. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
That's good. I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
So, I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
Oh, that's because your kid was being loud. No, anyway, so I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service here at the church.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Okay. Look, well, this is kind of awkward. I don't know if you knew, you know, that you were doing it or not, but we had some complaints from some of the other members here. They said that, I guess, you were passing gas during the sermon, and it was very disruptive. So we just...
They were doing what?
I guess we had some complaints from some of the other church members that you were passing gas during the sermon. So we just wanted to ask if you could maybe not do that next week.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you were farting in church. We had numerous complaints from the people that were sitting around you.
Okay, and what church is that?
Well, I don't want to give out their names because it's kind of an anonymous thing, but, you know, we had
no,
several...
No, I said what church?
Oh, it's the Methodist Church here in...
Oh, okay.
I mean, how
no,
many...
I wasn't there.
Well, we had some complaints. I don't know if it was yesterday specifically or maybe the week before, but yesterday is when it was brought to our attention. And we just need to ask you to, you know, not fart in church anymore. Oh, and she hung up. Well, it started off going pretty well, I think. Let's try her back.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Oh, and she's hitting the FU button. But there's another phone number listed in the directory for Wes, who I'm guessing is her husband. So, see if Wes can take care of things here.
Hello?
Hello, Wes?
Yes.
Hey, this is Paul from the church. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, well, I was wondering if you could talk to Lauren about the incident from the service the other day. We tried calling her, but she's just, like, hanging up on the phone and just not wanting to talk about it. It's kind of an awkward topic, so it might be better if she hears it from you. But we had some...
Yeah, I can't really understand you. You're breaking up on me really bad.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Hold on. I'm trying.
Okay.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Here's what's going on. This is kind of awkward. We're hoping you could talk to Lauren about it. I tried to call her directly, but I guess she got embarrassed and just hung up the phone. But we had some complaints from some of the other members here at the church that I guess she was passing gas during the sermon, and it was very disruptive. So we were hoping you could talk to her and maybe ask her not to fart in church anymore, and, you know, because we just can't have that happening.
The next time you call and I find out who you are, I'll fuck you up. You hear me?
What do you mean? We're just trying to get her to stop farting in church. And there he goes. Okay, I guess Lauren's going to keep farting in church. They're just not listening to reason here. So, let's try Robert and... Oh, never mind. They don't have a phone number. Let's see. Myrtle. Ooh, she's got a home and a mobile phone. Fancy. She's got two numbers. We should be able to reach Myrtle.
We're sorry.
Oh. All right. I'm going to try the cell phone before I play the recording. You know, we don't know if she's dead yet. Let's... check our local obituaries and try our call again.
We're sorry.
Oh. Yep, it's official. Time to play the recording.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
All right. So moving on to Ray and Pam. And there's two numbers listed, each with their names, so I'm guessing it's probably cell phones. So let's try calling Ray first.
The party you are calling is not available. Please...
Oh, apparently Ray is not available. He's got his very busy schedule between party and church and all his other activities. So let's move on to Pam.
Hello?
Hello, Pam?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, so, we're calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
Oh, you must have the wrong person, because I live in South Carolina now.
Oh, yeah, it's actually, well, you weren't there, but it was, you know, some of the other members from when you were there before. We found something of yours here at the church. So,
oh, what?
We just wanted to see if you wanted to come back and get it, or if you just wanted us to throw it away.
What is it?
Well, it's... Okay, I know this is a church and all, and I'm, you know, we're not judging you, because, you know, we all love the baby Jesus, but we found your bong hidden under one of the pews. And so we kind of don't want it here at the church, so we're just trying to get rid of it. So do you want us to mail that back to you or just throw it in the dumpster?
I have no idea what you're talking about. So just
Your weed bong. We found your marijuana bong.
Oh.
It had your name right on it. It said Pam. And we can't have that kind of thing in church, so we need to get it out of here.
You're absolutely right. I don't know what overcame me.
I don't know, but do you want that back, or do you want us to just throw it away? Because you know the.
No, I think I can trust you to dispose of it discreetly.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Of course, we're going to have to take a picture of it and put it on our wall of shame here in the office.
I can handle it. I have no shame.
Okay, just remember that the baby Jesus does not approve of the marijuana pipes and bongs and stuff.
I know, that's why I had to move away.
All right, well. Terrible. Look, we're not mad or anything, you know. We still love you here at the church, so you can definitely come back and visit us. Just please keep the marijuana at home, and you know.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so you want us to just throw that away for you then?
Whatever you want, you can keep it. You can have it.
Oh no, I don't want it. I'm a Christian. I don't smoke. You know the funny weeds here. You know.
I don't know really who this is because I don't know Paul, but it's pretty cute.
Okay. Anyway, so I hope you're not smoking, you know, at your new church. You know.
Oh no, get that away. I get it.
You just did it here at our church, then. I see how
this
goes.
Yeah, I felt real comfortable there.
Okay. Well, we're glad you enjoyed our church and you found it comfortable here, but you know We can't have the bong here, you know. This is a family church. We can't have that stuff going on here. You know, like Wayne and Margie are the ones that found it under the pew, and they were very disturbed by it. Like Margie's actually in the hospital right now because she fainted. She picked up your bong and she saw your name written on it, and she's like, and she just fainted right there on the spot. We had to call an ambulance, and it was just awful. You know, it just.
Oh.
Was not a pretty scene here, you know.
Yeah, gosh, I just, I'm from California, so you just should expect things like that.
Okay, well, just, that may fly out there in California, but that's not how we do things here in Georgia.
Well, see, I thought that your church was for sinners, so I thought that's why I felt really comfortable.
Well, it is, but, you know, You're not supposed to bring that into church. I mean, we'll lift you up in prayer and we'll talk about it in our prayer groups. But come on, bringing a bong and smoking and smoking weed during a sermon—that's just who does that?
Oh Lordy. Okay.
Well, I hope you're taking this seriously. This, you know, this isn't okay.
I certainly am.
Okay.
You can tell. Yeah.
Okay, well, we miss you here at the church. You know, we don't miss your weed, but we miss you. So, you know, come back and visit us, and make sure you send, you know, Margie and Wayne flowers, because Margie's in the hospital because of your bong.
Oh. Well, be sure and tell her I said I'm sorry.
I will. You should really mail for me. You should really mail her a get well card. Do you have her current address?
Well, I don't know what hospital she's in.
Well, just mail here to the church office, and we'll pass it along.
Sure. And what'd you say Margie's last name was?
It's...
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, you do have the names right.
Yep. Just, you know, mail her a get-well card and wish her well, please, if you don't mind.
Oh,
I think it'd make her feel better, and she was very disturbed and distraught when she learned that you left your bong there, and I think it might help her heal if she gets a card from you personally, you know, wishing her get well.
Mm-hmm. I definitely will keep her in my prayers.
Okay, well, thank you, and, well, we hope you enjoy your new home and your new house and your new church and everything.
Yeah, so, well, I miss my friend, so.
Yeah, we miss you, too. You know, tell Ray we said hi, too. We miss him, too.
Oh, well, okay. But you sure it wasn't his?
No, it had your name on it. It said Pam right on it, so.
Yeah. Well, I do sign most, you know, I'm famous, so I'm used to autographing things, and so I must have just thought that.
Maybe you shouldn't autograph your bongs and other stuff like that. You know, it may be legal out in California, but it's not not quite as acceptable here in Georgia. So maybe you shouldn't write your name on that stuff because, you know, that's how we knew it was yours.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, be sure and hide it, okay?
Okay.
I wouldn't want anybody to think that I was imperfect.
Oh, no, nobody's perfect. Except Jesus, he was, but, you know, the rest of us are not. So.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Well, if you find anything else, I'll find that I'm fine.
Well, what else? Is there anything else we need to know about, Pam? Because we just found the bong. Is there anything else I need to be concerned about?
I think you guys would have more fun trying to figure it out. Why would I spoil it? I mean, I would never have come up with a bong. So you guys have a pretty good imagination. I'll go with whatever you guys think up.
Well, it's we're not making this up, ma'am. We found your bong. It has your name right on it.
Yeah. Well, you better have them dust it for fingerprints, because I have a suspicion that somebody put it there.
Well, maybe we will. We've got a. I don't know if you remember Trudy, but you know her cousin actually works in a forensics lab. So, you know, we'll just have.
Oh, cool!
I'll just have Trudy give it to her cousin, and he'll find your fingerprints on it.
Okay. He might. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. Forensics has come a long ways.
Yep. Anyway, so I gotta go because I got other people to call. You remember William?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was farting in church yesterday, so we have to call him and, you know, tell him to knock that off.
Oh, my. Yes, you do have a long list of people to call. Getting kind of late, though, you know, to be making phone calls like this. Cause...
Yeah, I know, but that's the best way to reach people and... So I've actually, you know, you're the most fun person I've called tonight. I'm actually, my name's not really Paul. I'm actually just a prank caller. And I found the church directory on the Google. So I'm just going down the list. And did you know that some people have disconnected numbers? Like, but I've got a recording for them because when numbers are disconnected, that actually means that person's dead. So I had Pat Fleet, the AT&T lady, make this recording just for me to play when I get a disconnected number. I'll play it to you. Listen to this.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
See? It's the official voice in that one.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want.
Somebody who just lost a partner doesn't get that.
Oh, no, I'm not playing it to the people I call because they're disconnected numbers. I just play. This is actually a wacky podcast I'm doing. And so I just play that for my listeners. You know, people actually don't hear it on the phone. But hey, if you want, I can buy another phone trunk. And if you want, you can be a co-host for the rest of the show while we call up the rest of your church members.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I had fun. This was a fun call.
Yeah, I'm glad I could entertain you at, you know, 10 o'clock at night on a Monday, because, you know, what else is going on at this hour?
Really,
summer?
Who would know?
I know.
What else to do? I mean, I find it fascinating that's a good use of time.
I know. I agree. You know, my mom is always saying that I need to find a more productive use of time, and I, you know, now that you said that, it just confirms that I'm doing the right thing here. So...
Well, I hope you make somebody else's night.
I will. Most people have just been hanging up on me. You know, I'd have to go back to the list and who it was that I called. But one guy threatened to go out and beat me up because I told him his wife was farting in church and he didn't like that. So I'd have to go back. But anyway, so I'm going to be prank calling most of the people on this list until I get bored. So, you know, if you're still friends with any of the people that go to the church, you should call them up in a couple days and compare stories and, you know, see what wacky things
do,
I've said
I
to them.
I do have several friends. Most of my friends are at Central.
Yeah.
I love them.
Well, you should call them up in a few days and ask them if they got any weird calls and exchange stories. It'll be a bonding moment and bring everybody closer together.
I'll do that.
Cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad I could entertain you, but I do got to get going because I got more. I got a bunch of people to prank, you know, before it gets too late and people stop answering their phones. But because.
Okay.
Yep.
You take care. Have fun.
Okay. Bye, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I like Pam. She was cool, you know. She knew that I was full of crap, and she still went with it. So, you know, it'd be nice if everybody were as understanding as her. Kind of disappointed. She would have made a fun co-host. But anyway, let's call Jeremy now.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Ooh, music.
Hello?
Hello, Jeremy?
Yeah?
Hey, Jeremy, it's Paul from the church. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. So, anyway, I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
Incident?
Yeah, this is, well, it's kind of awkward, but we had some complaints from some of the other people sitting around you in the other pews, and they said that you were passing gas during the sermon, and so we needed to ask you to not do that anymore.
You got it.
Okay, so just, you know, take some gas X or, you know, Tums or whatever you need and just don't pass gas anymore in the church.
Yeah, yeah. That's what did it.
Yep. Anyway, do you want us to say a prayer with you to make the farts go away?
Yeah, say it through my
I'll say it right here over the phone with you so you know I'm going to do it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Dear baby Jesus, we lift Jeremy up in prayer and ask you to help him control his bowels and not pass gas in church and help, you know, Tasha recover from her fall when the toxic gases leaking out of Jeremy's ass caused her to hit her head on the pew when she passed out, and wish her a speedy recovery at the hospital. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do you think that was a good enough prayer, Jeremy?
That was fantastic, Paul.
Okay. And you're going to work on your flatulence from now on?
I promise.
Okay, and just be careful, you know, especially because it was very disruptive, especially during the church choir when we were all singing and trying to praise the Lord. And
I just have a question for you right now, Paul.
Okay.
Okay, what was the service about Sunday since you paid attention so much?
Well, it was actually hard for me to pay attention because of the sulfur dioxide leaking from your intestines.
Can you just say one word for me, please?
Sure.
One word pertains to the sermon.
Sure, one word.
Pertains to the sermon.
Well, it was really hard for me to pay attention because all I could focus on was the gas coming out of you.
I got you.
So if you could just, it would really help me pay attention better next week if you would just, you know, I don't know, just maybe need to go to the bathroom before you come into the church, but just try to make next week a little bit less smelly if you don't mind.
I got you. Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jeremy. Have a good night. I said, have a good night. We'll see you next Sunday at church.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Free.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you for that.
All right.
Bye, Jeremy.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, glad we got that resolved there. He seemed very understanding. I feel like he knew that I was full of crap, but, you know, he humored me, and so that's good. This is a friendly church here. Hello, Jean?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jean, this is Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I haven't heard about it, Paul.
Okay, well, it was actually about Ron. We had several complaints from some of the other church members that were sitting, you know, around Ron. And they said that he was, I guess, passing gas in church. And it was very disruptive because, you know, people were trying to pay attention to the sermons and the church choir.
Now, who am I talking to?
This is Paul from the church.
Paul who?
Yeah, it's Paul who from the church. But anyway, we're just trying to see if you can maybe talk to Ron and ask him, I don't know, maybe.
Sir, Ron wasn't even at church. We have terrible colds, and we have been sick with our colds.
Well, I know. This was last week. This
we
happened.
We have had for 2 weeks, and we don't go to church often at all.
I know, but last time you were here, he was farting in church, and it was very disruptive. So we just wanted you to talk to him about it.
Who? Ron doesn't go to church. What church are you talking about?
It's the church. You know, the Methodist church. You're in. How many churches do you go to?
Well, we don't go to church often.
I know, but when you do, this is. I know this
well,
is awkward.
He was not at church. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, we're talking about the last time he was here. We've been having prayer groups and talking about it since it happened. And, you know, we all talked about it yesterday in the sermon.
Okay,
to call
tell
you.
Me your entire name.
My name is Paul Who.
I don't know a Paul Who.
Well, maybe if you went to church more often, you'd know me, but anyway.
Well, since we don't go to church, then you have the wrong Ron.
No, it's Gene and Ron. We know you. Anyway, you're right here in the directory. That's how we got your number. But look, we just need
and
to ask.
What group are you in to be discussing this?
Look, I'm just here at the church. We all took a vote on it, and we just wanted to, we figured the
okay,
best way to.
Who is we?
Well, I mean,
tell
like.
Tell me the other people.
Well, there was Jim and Connie and Rachel.
Jim and Connie who?
Jim and Connie.
A Jim doesn't go to church. He's
I know.
In real bad shape.
I know, but Connie was there, and. You know, we all decided it was best to just call you and talk about this.
And tell us who else is on the committee.
Well, I don't want to rat everybody out. I mean, this is...
Well, I think you have every reason to rat everybody out.
Look,
because we need to know.
Look, Gene, it's not... It's really not a big deal. It's just... We just wanted to ask...
It is a big deal when we weren't there.
Listen, Gene, this is the thing. People are trying to pay attention to the church choir. And it's hard when they're trying to pay attention and to the...
Tell me your last name. There is no one at our church named Paul Who.
My name is Paul Who. I told you already. But listen...
I said, who are you, Paul Who? And you said, I am Paul Who.
Yeah, that's my last name. It's Who. It's H-U.
And where did you work, or where do you work?
I don't need to tell you where I work. I just...
Well, we don't know you.
Well, it's because you don't show up to church very often. If you would
well,
show
then
up...
Then why are you calling me about Ron's behavior?
Because everybody voted and they picked me to call
everybody,
because...
Everybody, and who is everybody?
Everybody else that we talked about, they wanted me to call because you don't know me as well, and they thought it would be less awkward to have me call you than to have them call you.
Okay, who is they wanted me? Tell me, who is they?
Well, I mean, Rachel wanted me to call. You know, she was...
Rachel who?
Rachel...
We don't know Rachel...
Well, she knows you because she sat next to Ron last time you were there.
Oh, no, she didn't. We haven't been there the last time we went to church. We went to Harold's funeral. And that was the last time, and before that, we went to Dr. Smith's funeral. And those are the last two times we've been to church in a year.
Well, we need to have you come back so we can lift Ron up in prayer and hope that he'll get control of his bowels.
Well, I think you need to lift yourself up in prayer and get your memory straightened out.
Look, Gene, I remember things just fine. Look, can you just talk to Ron about his flatulence problems?
He doesn't have a flatulence problem. And he's never had it.
But, Gene, he does.
If you're making a joke of this, this isn't very funny. It's stupid.
Well, I think Ron's farting in church is stupid. I mean, I come to church every week to listen to the sermon, not to hear Ron and his musical butt cheeks.
Well, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hello, Warren?
Yeah.
Hey, Warren, it's Paul from the church. How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good. So we're calling about the incident from yesterday's service. I guess there was an incident with Alicia yesterday.
No, don't think so.
Yeah, I think there was. We had several complaints from some of the other, you know, members sitting around her, and I don't know.
Alicia wasn't at church yesterday.
Well, I know it was the week before. You know, we talked about it yesterday after church, but
Central Methodist?
Yeah. Is she feeling okay?
Alicia hasn't been to Central Methodist in a while.
I know we're all very concerned about her because last time she was.
Who is this?
This is Paul.
Paul who?
Yeah, it's Paul who from the church. But yeah, we're all very concerned about her because the last time she was here, she was passing a lot of gas during the sermon, and we're all very concerned about her because, you know, she was, last time she was here, she, you know, stunk up the whole church, and then we didn't see her for a few weeks, so we just wanted to make sure that she was okay. I don't know why this is funny. We had to call a company and have them specially clean all the pews and have them cleaned and get rid of the smell.
Oh my gosh. You had me going for a second, Paul.
No, this isn't a joke, Warren. This is serious. We just wanted to make sure that she's okay.
She's okay.
Okay, that's good. We were very concerned. Because, I mean, it smelled awful. I mean, it's kind of smelled like the barn on Grandpa's farm, you know, after she left.
To leave something to remember you by to remember her by next time and not just gas you up.
Well, Warren, that's gross. This is a family church.
It is.
Oh, Warren hung up on me. But he's got a nice story to share with Alicia because I think she was there in the background, but she didn't talk.
Hello?
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Hey, Donna. It's Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, I'm calling to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service. Did you hear what happened to Marcia?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay. You know Marcia, who goes to church with us?
No.
Okay. Well, she's been having some problems with her bowels, and she was farting in church during yesterday's sermon, and so we're trying to lift her up in prayer and hope she gets better. Would you say a prayer with us, Donna? Donna? Well, Donna's not a very good church person. She won't even say a prayer for Marcia. Ooh, I got an idea. Let's call Marcia and get her to say a prayer for herself.
Hello?
Rest in peace, Marcia.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
I love that recording. Should probably stop playing at every disconnected number, because it might lose the novelty, so I will for this show, but maybe next show I'll just play it once in a while. But, all right, let's call Ken and Nisa. Nisa, that's an interesting name.
We're sorry.
Oh, rest in peace, Nisa. I'm not going to play the recording, because I just did on the last call, so we're going to skip it. Sorry. I know I just said I was going to play it on every call, but I lied. Get over it. Okay, let's call Ed and Kitty now.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
What?
Hello, Ed? Ed, it's Paul. Yeah. It's Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Can I talk to Kitty?
She's asleep right now.
Okay, can you wake her up? This is really important. It's kind of urgent.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Kitty.
Hello?
Hey, Kitty. Yes. It's Paul from the church.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm sorry to call you so late, but we had a problem with, you know, yesterday when you were here at the service, and we really need to talk to you about it.
What about it?
Well, we had some complaints from some of the other members here that I guess you were passing a lot of gas in church, and it was very disruptive, so we wanted to ask you to maybe go to the bathroom before you come to church next week and just stop farting in church, okay? And there she goes. Can't believe Ed woke her up for that. But he did. I was like, it's urgent. And he's just like, okay. And he woke her up. And
yeah.
Hello, Bertha? Hi, Bertha. It's Paul from the church. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's great. Listen, this is kind of awkward, but we need to talk to you about the incident from yesterday's service.
I did not go to church yesterday.
I know. It was from the last time you were here, but we all had a meeting yesterday, and we all decided it was just best to just call you and just talk to you about it directly. But when you're here, we've had some complaints from some of the other members. I guess you're passing a lot of gas during the sermon. And so we needed to ask you to maybe go to the bathroom before you come into the service, or, you know, maybe take some anti-gas meds or something, because we can't have you farting in church like that. It's very disruptive.
You're crazy.
No. Bertha, it's not a big deal. We just need you to stop farting in church. And there she goes. But she called me crazy, so, you know. It's always fun when an old person calls you crazy. Okay, well, that is the end of the show. So, thanks for listening. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I was going at this for like an hour and 15 minutes, but I'm sure this will be, you know, shorter once I release it, because you know, there's a lot of ringing signals and, you know, people not answering, and I'll probably just edit some of that out. But anyway, thanks for listening. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Remember to support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/prankoperator and submit your request and list of numbers to call by going to prankoperator.com and click on the contact page. And I've also started uploading all of these shows to YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and search The Phone Show, you should find me on there. And make sure you like and subscribe, because, you know, right now I can't get a custom URL for YouTube because, you know, I don't have enough subscribers yet, because I just started posting stuff earlier today. So definitely like, subscribe, you know, share with your friends and tell them to do the same. And then I'll, you know, have a custom URL to the YouTube channel so I can give you better instructions on how to find it, because, you know, searching the phone show is going to pull me and a bunch of other people's videos, and, you know, you just want to watch my videos, you know. You don't want to listen to other people. That's crazy talk. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, bye.
I think I farted again. I made people leave, offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a push, but I didn't know it was that serious. I could knock down wild horses, but it smells so fragrant to me. Oh baby, baby, oops, I'm breaking some wind. I ripped a big fart, I feel so ashamed. Oh baby, baby, please don't think I'm a hog. I swear it's the dog. He's got that flatulence.
Brittany, before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this...
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Bino. Went down the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Oops, I farted again. My cheeks ripped apart. There's no one to blame. Oh, baby, baby. There's a sulfurous gas escaping my ass. I've got that flatulence. Oops.
He doesn't have a flatulence problem.